When I was called as a general authority, I was blessed to be tutored by many of the senior brethren in the church.
I had the opportunity to accompany President N. Eldon Tanner to a state conference in Alberta, Canada.
Some years ago, I was with President Marion G. Romney meeting with mission presidents and their wives in Geneva, Switzerland.
Shortly after I was called to serve as a stake president in 1987, I talked with a good friend who recently had been released as a stake president.
Went to Salt Lake City, and there I found myself seeing President Spencer W. Kimball.
As we talked with these stalwart leaders, I always asked this question.
Welcome back to another segment of Leader to Leader. In this segment, they're generally a few minutes long, and we share stories that leaders share about learning from another leader. And in this segment, we hear a quote from President Boyd K. Packer in the 2010 April General Conference. He shares some powerful stories that become great reminders to leaders, putting us in our place in times of giving blessings and ordinations. Sometimes there's a better person to give the ordination because it will mean more.
President Joseph F. Smith made this statement about the priesthood in the home. In the home, the presiding authority is always vested in the father. And in all home affairs, the family matters, there is no other authority paramount. To illustrate this principle, a single incident will suffice. It sometimes happens that the elders are called in to administer to members of the family. Among these elders, there may be presidents of stakes, apostles, or even members of the first presidency of the church. It is not proper under these circumstances for the father to stand back and expect the elders to direct the administration of this important ordinance. The father is there. It is his right and it is his duty to preside. He should select the one who is to administer the oil and the one who is to be mouthed in prayer. And he should not feel that because there are present presiding authorities of the church, that he is therefore divested of his rights to direct administration of the blessings of the gospel in his home. If the father be absent, the mother should request the presiding authority present to take charge. The father presides at the table, at prayer, and gives gentle instructions relating to his family wherever he is present. During the Vietnam War, we held a special series of meetings for church members who were called in the military service. After such a meeting in Chicago, I was standing next to President Harold B. Lee when a fine young Latter-day Saint told President Lee that he was on leave to visit his home and then had orders for Vietnam. He asked President Lee to give him a blessing. Much to my surprise, President Lee said, "Your father should give you the blessing." Very disappointed, the boy said, "My father wouldn't know how to give a blessing." President Lee answered, "Go home, my boy, and tell your father that you are going away to war and want to receive a father's blessing from him. If he does not know how, tell him that you will sit on a chair. He can stand behind you and put his hands on your head and say whatever comes." The young soldier went away sorrowing. About 2 years later, I met him again. I do not recall where. He reminded me of that experience and said, "I did as I was told to do. I explained to my father that I would sit on a chair and that he should put his hand on my head." The power of the priesthood filled both of us. There was a strength and protection in those perilous battles that lie ahead. Another time, I was in a distant city. After conference, we were ordaining and setting apart leaders. As we concluded, the stake president asked, "Can we ordain a young man to be an elder who's leaving for the mission field?" The answer, of course, was yes. As the young man came forward, he motioned for three brethren to follow and stand in for his ordination. I noticed on the back row a carbon copy of the boy and asked, Is that your father? The young man said, yes. I said, your father will ordain you. He protested. But I've already asked another brother to ordain me. I said, young man, your father will ordain you. And you live to thank the Lord for this day. When the father came forward, thank goodness he was an elder. Had he not been, he soon could have been. In the military, they would call that a battlefield commission. Sometimes such things are done in the church. The father did not know how to ordain his son. I put my arm around him and coached him through the ordinance. When he was finished, the young man was an elder. Then something wonderful happened. Completely changed. The father and the son embraced. It was obvious that that had never happened before. The father, through his tears, said, I didn't get to ordain my other boys.
What a sweet story of a father ordaining his son. A chance he didn't get with his other sons. Sometimes we get so caught up in this presiding authority, in the keys that may be an authority the church would hold. But in these instances of ordination, no authority is greater than another. As long as that individual holds that Melchizedek priesthood, he can then ordain his son. And out of that comes such a sweet, sweet blessing that years and years down the road, they can think back to that moment when the father ordained the son, or the father gave the blessing. The gospel brings hearts together in so many different ways, and one of those is having a loved one exercise the priesthood they hold to bless another loved one. Let us not get too caught up in the leadership callings we have and miss a chance for a father or a loved one to participate in an ordinance and receive that inspiration for that individual.